Hello, and welcome to the Slidebean Startups 101 podcast, a podcast about what it's like to start a business. My name is Kaya. I am the CEO at Slidebean and your host for today. Slidebean is my third startup. The other two failed and left me with a sad face and a few thousand dollars in debt. Today, I'm going to talk about the mistakes I made, the hard lessons I had to learn, and how they translated into the success of this new company. So this is Startup Mistake. So I'll be talking about three specific mistakes. On my first company, the first problem was outsourcing the development. On the second company, the main issue was we had undefined terms that led me to owe over $15,000 in credit card debt. And then finally, on Slidebean, business model iterations that almost ran the company out of business. Okay, so mistake number one. Back in 2010, I decided to start a classified site. Bear with me here. I hailed from Costa Rica, and then the only classifieds site that we had back then were pretty awful. I started this company alongside two co-workers, and it was honestly my first entrepreneurial experience. If you've seen any of our videos at Slidebean, you might figure out that I'm a savvy guy in the whole startup stuff. Well, in 2010, I had no idea what a startup was. I really had never heard the term before. Anyway, we figured that we would make the coolest classified site. The core differentiator was an extremely easy to use user experience, which was undoubtedly unavailable in any of the other competitors. But there were two very significant problems with this business that I can see now. First, it was solving a local issue that was already addressed in other parts of the world. So the market size was really small. Number two, our supposed core differentiator, which was the user experience, was not a skill that we had inside of the team. I don't like talking about this example because we made every single mistake in the book. We hired an overseas guy to do a first MVP that cost us around $1,000. Luckily, we figured things weren't going in the right direction around halfway through the project, and then we decided to pull the plug. I did learn a few handy things in this process. I learned how to host a server, how to upload files via FTP, how to set up email accounts for the team, and they don't teach you any of that stuff in school. All right, the second company. My second company was a mobile gaming platform called Potatoes. This was back in 2011. We came up with a concept of doing a location-based gaming platform. Wherever in the world you were playing, you would get a game level that was based on your actual real location. This may sound boring now, but back in 2011, mobile gaming was a wide open market. The concept was cool and sexy. The characters were fun. I did those myself. Thank you very much. We raised a Kickstarter campaign. We got accepted into a relevant startup accelerator. We got covered by TechCrunch. So the promise was great. Funny story, when the guy from TechCrunch, Josh, called me, I had never heard of TechCrunch before, and I'm still very much ashamed of how that conversation went. This was my first crash course on entrepreneurship. Living in New York, interacting with fellow companies, leaving the tiny bubble fish tank that is Costa Rica. This is what truly expanded my mind into the whole startup world. It was an absolutely life-changing year, a life-defining year for me. Another funny side note, Nas from Nas Daily was also in that accelerator program, and that's how I met him. We also did a lot of things right. We did amazing PR work. We got people talking about it. We turned our Kickstarter backers into evangelists. We were lean about the development, did the right amount of tests before launching the product. Even the Kickstarter campaign was the first test of whether people would be interested in something like this. Why did the company fail? Because we were too naive. We figured that our backstory was so great that it was going to be enough to raise money. It wasn't. Unless you're a gaming industry mastermind, you are not going to raise money unless you show incredible stickiness and monthly active user growth in your game. So we spent the summer pitching investors and getting no for an answer. An insane amount of pitch practice, for sure. The time spent adjusting these pitch decks actually sparked the concept for Slidebean. So not a waste of time by any means, but mistakes were made. We got carried away with the possibility of raising money. By the time we launched the product, we were already broke. Not a lot of people know this story, but I crashed the couch of the accelerator office for about a week because my lease had expired and I hadn't found a new apartment that I could afford. Anyway, running out of money was the biggest mistake. More importantly, not agreeing on bootstrapping terms or when to stop the company. So I funded the company out of my credit cards for about 4 or 5 months. That meant my expenses and the company expenses. At some point, I had maxed out my 3 credit cards with over $15,000 in debt, which might not sound like a lot to you, but remember, I'm from Costa Rica. We did all of this assuming that a round of funding would eventually come in. Not raising money wasn't really a possibility in our minds. Again, we were too naive. Crawling out of a failed startup and crippling debt is one of my most significant achievements. And I managed to do that really thanks to the success of Slightbean. There are a lot of lose-win stories in the whole history of Slightbean. But the most relevant one was our business model experiments back in 2017. We already made a video about that, so here's a younger me talking about it. These are actual numbers for the period between mid-2016 and mid-2017. We had just closed around $400,000 in funding, and we started scaling. We hired a bigger team, we scaled our office, and launched more aggressive marketing campaigns. Our revenue from July 2016 was around $50,000 a month, and our subscriptions were growing double digits per month. These are perfect metrics to raise money, but with the evident pressure of being able to maintain or increase that monthly growth after closing a round. And so, we did. Now, before raising this follow-up round, we had kept our monthly burn below $10,000. We had money in the bank from our first convertible note, which allowed us to burn some cash every month as we invested in scaling the business. So, with the extra money, we set our goal burn rate at around $30,000 per month, which we could comfortably sustained for 12 months or so with the money we had just raised. By the end of 2016, our subscriptions had continued to grow at 10% month over month. And as revenue scaled, we had scaled our expenses to always stay around that $30,000 burn. But a problem we had put off came to bite us in the ass. Churn. Churn is like cancer for a startup. In 2016, the churn rate for our product was 15%. That means that every month we lost 15% of our customers. Still, our marketing efforts had been so successful that we were adding 25% worth of new customers every month, which netted to that 10% growth. Adding 25% of customers is a fantastic metric, but every month it gets harder and more expensive. We just couldn't keep up. Churn was an issue that we knew about and that we had put off for too long. Pivoting a business model. So we decided to change our business model in an effort to stop people from canceling. Back then, our presentation software was $19 a month for the base plan and $29 a month for the premium plan. Around 3% of all our signups were subscribing to a plan they were paying. And one in three of these paid customers that purchased a monthly plan canceled within their first month. Their cancellation reason: we like the product, we love Slightbean, but we don't need it anymore. At least not enough to justify a monthly subscription. So to tackle that, we decided to change our model too. A paper presentation option, which cost around $25. So you could create as many presentations as you wanted, but if you wanted to export or download or share them, you'd have to unlock that presentation. This was meant to target occasional presenters. And then number two, a subscription model that we priced higher at $49 a month. Now, this higher pricing was supposed to be a barrier of entry. We only wanted people who really needed presentations often and that therefore would justify a $49 a month subscription. I still think that the logic behind this was solid, but this experiment failed drastically. We had changed subscription predictable revenue for money that we would need to go out and chase every month. The subscribers would still cancel out quickly because the cost was just too steep. Layoffs. With revenue stagnant and a larger team, we were seeing a deadline closer and closer. So our only choice then was to let some people go. This was probably the hardest time that we ever had at the management team. We're a startup, and when we hire somebody, we're trusting them to work for us as much as they're trusting us to make the right decisions for the business. And we had made a wrong decision, and this cost people their jobs. It's the worst kind of guilt and probably the worst part of being a founder. Another pivot. With our cash reserves shrinking, we pivoted the business model once again, this time to more affordable plans. So base plan at $12 a month, premium plan at $19 a month. And this was still more expensive than your PowerPoint and your Google Slides, but $5 a month is a price point where we absolutely could not compete. And this kind of worked. So retention increased, the NPS score, which is a metric that relates to the satisfaction of your customers, started to improve as well, and people became less sensitive to the pricing. Churn hit single digits for the first time in months, if not years, but this was still not enough. A churn rate of 8% means that the average customer will stay on the platform for about 12 months. So at $12 a month, that's a lifetime value for a customer of $144. Better, but not where we want it to be. Freemium. During this time, we started considering switching to a freemium plan, having some features for free and some features under a paid wall. We had tried this before, but we had gotten rid of our freemium plans years ago to become a premium-only product. Freemium potentially meant a lot of more people using the platform, which would translate to virality and more organic growth as more people get exposed to our presentations. And our first bet was on freemium, so we decided to launch it on one single country to see what happened. Now, what happened? Paying customers started canceling as soon as they found out that the features they were using were now available for free. There was a wave of new signups that activated their accounts, but few upgraded to the paid version. The worst part was our weekly active and monthly active user metric, which was supposed to increase, but it was static. Nothing. If there's been one right decision in our history, was pivoting out of freemium when we did, maybe 2016. Other competitors in the presentation space have failed to scale because of this. A couple of startups have gone out of business, which is inevitably sad for us. In the end, they're like-minded, talented people trying to solve the same problem, and they just couldn't figure this out on time. Profitability and next steps. We didn't choose to become a profitable company. We had to become one, or go out of business. We had our chance at scaling budget, but our experiments hadn't worked. As we changed the business model and scaled the team down, we landed on a very delicate balance of $70,000 a month or so in revenue and around $60,000 in operation costs. Fast forward a year from that, our company is on track to do $2 million in annual run rate with a bigger team and a much brighter future ahead. I've said this before, but a startup is a race against running out of money, so don't run out of money. Thanks for listening to today's episode. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as we did. Remember to turn on your notifications for our podcast. You can also follow us on slidebean.com/podcasts. See you next week.